Our afternoon meeting now, we're going to sing the first song, 115.
Oh. 午的聚会我们有一些祷告。是的主，我们知道你是一位复活的主。
Yes, Lord, we know that you are a resurrected Lord.
所以主，我们愿意来到你的面前，主，我们来寻求你。
So we come to your presence, we come to seek you.
不管是我们的生活当中，还是在我们的服事里面。
Whether in our life or in our service.
主，我们都求你亲自来指引我们。
May you come personally to direct us.
让我们真的能够过一个讨你喜悦的生活。
That we can live a life pleasing to you.
我们也把今天下午的交通也交在你的手中。
We also want to commit this afternoon's fellowship to your hand.
盼望你借着我们彼此的交通，主，你让我们更加的能够来认识你。
May we through our fellowship together, we can know you better.
也能够更好的以后来服侍你。
That we may know how to serve you better.
主，求你下午也向我们来说话。
May you speak to us this afternoon.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
我想大家拿到那个座位上，你们都有一个笔还有纸哈。
I believe that every chair and, has a pen and paper.
如果你有问题的话，你就能不能请你写在纸上，然后呢交给我。
If you have a question, please write it down and pass it to me.
然后我们会把问题汇总以后呢，我们就请吴美瑶弟兄给我们有一些的交通，一些的解答。
We will gather those questions and we can then ask our brother Eric to share with us.
因为下午的时间也很有限。
And our time this afternoon is limited.
我想弟兄他也刚刚从美国过来，他也还在调这个时差。
And our brother is still adjusting to the flight to the
jet lag.
Jet lag as he flew quite a long time from America.
所以我想我们也不会搞得很长的时间，我们三点之前一定要结束。
So we will not drag on, we will finish before 3 o'clock.
所以如果大家有问题就请你赶紧提出来，要不然你如果你太迟写过来可能就轮不到你的问题了。
So please hurry and get your question across, otherwise you might miss out.
Okay, 那我这里有已经收到有几个问题哈。
I already have a few questions here with me.
那我们想也请吴弟兄跟我们有一些交通。
And we ask our brother Eric to share with us.
那第一个问题是讲到说在弟兄四十几年的服事里面最难学习的功课是什么？
So one question is that in your 40 years of serving, what would be the hardest thing you experience?
这一节是说是问题解答，对不对？
So we say this is the questioning and answer time.
但是我事先要声明啊，我没有所有问，我没有问题的答案啊。
But I must say in the beginning that I do not have answer for every question.
你翻译的不对，我对于所有的问题没有任何的答案。
I do not have an answer for every question. For any questions.
因为我们知道真正能够解决我们问题的只有主自己。
Because we knew that only the Lord Jesus himself can answer all our questions.
因为只有他才是我们问题的答案。
Because only Jesus is the answer to our question.
所以很多时候呢，我们有一些的经历只能够帮助你一点，给你做一个参考来解决你的问题。
So sometimes our experiences we can share as a reference for you for your problem.
我不是为自己找借口啊，推卸责任啊。
I'm not trying to look for excuses to get rid of my responsibility.
但是我实在觉得我们需要把我们的难处、我们的问题直接带到主的跟前。
But we need to bring our problem and our difficulties before the Lord.
所以，但是你说那为什么你又接受邀请要来解答我问题？
Then why did you accept the invitation to do this Q&A session?
的确，有的时候透过这样的一些的Q&A 啊，又简单一点，的确给我们有一些的帮助，因为我们从别人的经验上面，我们可以学习 怎么样去寻求主。
But through such a Q&A session, sometimes we can listen to other people's experience and get some help from it too.
刚才这个问题也就是我最怕回答的问题啊。
The question that was just asked was the question that I want to avoid most.
因为在我们服事的路上，有很多都是很难的。
Because in serving the Lord, there are many things that we encounter are difficult.
因为如果你在服事的路上，你觉得都很容易啊，像美国人说 "it's a piece of cake" 啊，就是像吃块蛋糕一样很容易的话，那你这样服事呢，很危险。
If you think that everything in service that you encounter are a piece of cake that is so easy, then there is a danger about your ministry.
很多时候，主是透过在服事当中的难处来逼我们来到主的跟前。
Sometimes the Lord, through the difficulties that you encounter, to force you to come before Him.
如果从一般的情况来讲
So generally speaking
我们服事主经过一段日子啊，当然你说讲到教会里面的事情啊，我记得我以前认识一个年长的弟兄，他本来是个工程师，在教会里面也做带领做长老的。
I remember there was a brother that was serving among us, and he was a leader, and he was an elder among us.
他是不是在我们当中另外一个聚会？
He was actually in another gathering.
那个时候
he was an engineer, but also an elder.
那个时候我还做学生。
At that time, I was still a student.
他就跟我讲，他说一谈到教会的事情啊，我两腿发软。
And he said to me, when I talk about the church, the issues in the church.My knees will go weak.
后来不久我听到他把工程师的工作辞掉了，全时间在教会里面服事。
Then later on, I found out that he had resigned from his work as an engineer and became a full-time minister.
弟兄姊妹，在教会里面服事啊，如果你没有难处，那我觉得你的问题就很大了。
So if you have never had any difficulties, then your problem is big.
因为我们知道其实靠着我们自己，我们没有办法来真正的服事主。
Because by ourselves, we cannot really serve the Lord well.
我刚才讲，主是借着一些我们没有办法够得上的啊，这些的需要摆在我们的跟前，是逼我们来到他的跟前，承认主啊，我搞不定啊，你来搞吧。
So a lot of times the Lord, through difficulties that we cannot personally able to manage, to force us to come to His presence and ask Him and say to Him, Lord, I can't do it, please help.
如果讲到具体的。事情的话啊，我觉得从general 就是一般来讲，最大的问题就是人的问题。
So the biggest problem that I encounter in serving is people.
你在每个聚会里面的确都有一些给你头痛的人物。
In America, wherever you serve, there will be people who give you headaches.
就是在每个聚会里面都有。一些的人物叫你非常头痛的。
In every gathering, there will be some people who will give you a lot of headache.
但是慢慢，你觉得这些给你头痛的人呢，其实是主特别安排的。
And then slowly you discover that many of these people who give you headaches, they're actually put there by the Lord.
因为就是透过这些不讲理要对付你的人呢、叫你发现你还有很多地方没有学好。
Because there are through these people that who could be unreasonable and shows you that there are a lot of things that you still need to learn.
如果各个弟兄都姊妹都像我们这个弟兄这么好的话，我们建主的时候啊，我告诉你会带着很多的亏残缺的。
So if every brother and sisters are as good as the brother next to me, then certainly that you go and see the Lord with a lot of shortcomings.
就是有一些比较难搞的人啊，在你旁边呢，叫你的肉体出来，啊，叫你发现你的爱心不够，叫你发现我的忍耐已经用尽了，啊，那。即使透过这些的难处来叫我们那一天见主的时候，如果那个时候你才发现你的问题的话，那你那个残缺你的亏欠就没有机会再改正了。
So while we still have time on this earth, the Lord has sent someone next to usThat caused all of our flesh to be exposed and our patience run out so that we can make some changes while we're still here. Otherwise, it will be too late when we see the Lord and discover that.
我知道这个问这个问题的人呢是想听一些真实的故事啊，所以我讲得太 general, 他不会满意的啊。
The person who asked this question probably wants a real example, so he won't be happy just to, with this general way of addressing the question.
因为几年前在我们当中有一位弟兄非常爱主。
A few years ago, there was a brother in our church who loved the Lord very much.
读圣经非常用功。
Used a lot of time to study the Bible.
然后也很有悟性，圣经也读得很好。
And has very good understanding, and he really understands the Bible well.
不爱世界，不爱钱。
He did not love money or the world.
那我们看到这样的弟兄，那还不拥抱他
？And of course, we all love such a brother.
他本来是做一个很简单的工作，为了养生。那我们后来就说，你有没有神的呼召？我们就邀请他一起来做童工。
And he has a very simple work to keep to manage his daily finance. And we invited him, have you been called by God? We can serve together with us.
那后来到一个地步呢，我就说这个聚会啊，我以后就交给他，我就可以到处跑，可以来看看营生弟兄，不要整天就绑在美国了。
And it comes to a stage that we trusted him so much that I can even say, well, I can commit the whole gathering to his hands.So I can come to Sydney to visit Joshua.
所以我们甚至说希望他能够在教会里面担任长老的工作。
We even think that he could be qualified to be an elder among us.
但是在我们当中的服事呢，我们一般来讲就是经过了一些祷告寻求呢，我们会把这个可能性跟大家来宣布，说我们。愿意某某弟兄，如果是主的心意，我们希望邀请他在执事或者在长老的位置上跟我们一起来陪他。
But usually with such matters, we after prayer we will then announce to the church congregation and saying that brother so and so has been asked to consider whether he can serve together with us as deacons or as elders among us.
那我们说给大家一个月的时间，如果你们有什么具体的事情觉得它不适合的话，跟我们讲。
So we give people 1 month to pray and to think about it, and if anyone found that he is not suitable, ask the congregation to come and approach us.
我们以前都没有问题的。
So in the past, none of us have any issues with that.
结果这一次呢，就有个问题。
But this time there is a problem. There was a problem.
那详细的事情我也不没有必要多讲。
I will not talk about the details.
那问题是也不是说他犯了罪。
The problem is that it's not that he has sinned against God.
我想问题是第一他里面有一个因为他有才华也付代价很用功但是也有一点恩赐，但是呢，他里面有一个非常骄傲的灵。
And he was talented, he was very studious, and he really spent a lot of time reading Bible and so forth. But we discovered that, he has a proud spirit within him.
他对于我们这些年长的面前呢，他还是很谦卑的哈。
He looked very humble when he was before us, those who are older than him.
所以后来有的弟兄们就告诉我们，你们要学功课，你不要看到他怎么对你啊，因为你是在教会我们做带领，你要看他怎么样对别的弟兄姊妹，你才真正的了解他。
And they say to me that don't just look at how he treat you guys who are the leaders of the church. Look at him how he treat the rest of the members of the congregation. Then you will know him better.
还有一个难处呢，其实我们都知道，他太喜欢讲话。
The other problem we discover is that he likes to speak and sometimes speaks too much.
那我们都觉得这是他的缺点，我们大家都 understood。但是他别的样的很好嘛。所以这个优点可以盖过这个缺点。
In the past, we say, well, that's one of his shortcomings, but he got other good things about him that can cover up this problem.
但是后来我们觉得我们有很多错误的一些的观念。
And later on, we discover that we do have some wrong opinion.
因为我们都是爱财的人啊，这个人这么好，我们都很爱他。
We love this brother because we appreciate a good talent.
我们有的时候甚至因为他而觉得骄傲。
Sometimes we can even be proud because of him.
但是一个人如果他的嘴唇不受任何的约束的话，其实就证明他生命里面没有学好生命的功课。
But if someone's tongue has not been restrained, that means that there's something wrong with his spiritual life.
一个真正出来服侍主的人
，because the person who come out to serve the Lord.
我后来学到的功课就是说，你不需要样样都一百分。
You do not need to be have a 100% distinction on everything.
但是你不能够有明显的破口。
But you can't have obvious shortcomings.
也就是说，你数学一百分，英文一百分，但是你这个科学只有三十分。
You can't say you have 100% in math, 100% in English, but you can't have just 30% in history.
我的意思就是说，我们一个服侍主的人，我们不是说样样都是精英，但是我们在生命的学习上不能有破口。
So in the sense that people who try to want to serve the Lord cannot necessarily need to be perfect in every way, but you can't have an obvious shortcoming about yourself.
而且我们不能够有某一方面主给我们的恩赐来好，我们就能够有一些所谓恃才傲物，就有这个骄傲的心，这个是非常非常大的问题。
And the biggest problem is that we should never be too proud because of the talent that we possess or given by God.
长话短说，由于他的多言多语跟骄傲，就跟教会里面某一些弟兄姊妹，特别跟他熟悉的，产生了好像没有办法弥补的这些的伤痕。
But because of his unrestrained tongue and his pride, and therefore especially with those that who knows him well, it become something very difficult in the end.
而且最后叫他没有办法在我们当中来服侍。
Even cause him unable to remain in our congregation to serve.
这些同工当中发生的难处是最要命的，
是最
叫我们觉得艰难的。
It is a difficult thing to have co-workers with us who have a problem with us in the assembly.
而且他也不是说明显的犯什么罪，还是个性上面在生命学习上有缺陷，但是在真正负起教会责任的事情上面来讲，你这样就很难一起来配搭同工。
It's not that he sinned against God, but because of his obvious shortcoming in his character,
his pride and his unrestrained tongue that become a problem for us to serve with him.
那在这种难处底下，最后有年长的弟兄从外境来到我们当中，他觉得是很难叫他能够再在这个地方尽他的功用，所以最后他就离开了，到另外一个地方去，去埋伏服侍。
So in the end, he discovered that it was difficult for him to continue with us, to serve with us. So he left and went to another place.
我告诉你，在那段日子里面啊，我的日子是不好过的。
I can tell you that in those days, during those days before he left, it was difficult for me.
但是，我后来学到很多的功课。
But later on, I learned many lessons.
就是我们在服事的事情上面不能有任何的骄傲。
That when we serve God, we cannot have any pride.
我们不能够注重恩赐多过生命的成熟。
We should not pay more attention to gift rather than life.
我们不能够觉得我们好像这么多年啊怎么样，开始觉得我们聚会还。属灵啊，很属灵的，比别的地方都好啊。
And do not think that while our gathering has been together for so many years, then we should be more spiritual than others.
最近我刚刚去过Richmond, Virginia 那边，江弟兄有一个就是教会的带领人的一三天的一些的培训。
And recently I went to Richmond, Virginia. There was a gathering there for church leaders led by Brother Stephen Kong.
当中有一个问题就是你们今天问的问题。
One of the questions asked was that question.
就是叫我们这些比较年长的每人上去讲你在服事里面最难的那一次怎么。
So all of us who are serving actually had to go up there and answer this question.
其中一个很好的聚会的负责弟兄他说2000年我们教会因为同工的问题有过分裂。
And one brother who came from a very good meeting with a very good reputation said that in year 2000 because of the co-workers we had a split in the church division in the church.
他说因为他们这些弟兄们45年在一起那就把命就是完全是埋在这个聚会里面所以产生分裂那个痛苦是多么大。
You can imagine the pain that he went through because he said that they have served together for 45 years. They have put their whole life in the church. So to come to a division that was very painful.
他很痛苦地问主啊我这样是为了什么我这样服侍。
And then he even asked the Lord the question, said, Lord, what for? What is it for me to serve you in this way?
那主给他的答案说，这些叫你经过这些的难处，不是为了你，不是为了现在，是为了永恒属灵的建造。
So the Lord answered him, said, this problem, this question is not for because of you, it's not because of the gathering.But it's because of eternity.
It's not for you, it's not for now, but for eternity. 这个，所以这个弟兄最后他的结论是什么呢？
So what did the brother conclude in the end?
他说这个结论，我非常的阿们。
And I really amen to that conclusion.
他说我们本来以为我们很属灵，我们是安提阿的教会，其实。我们只不过是哥林多前书，那就属肉体的教会。
He said that, do not think that we are so spiritual, we are like the church in Antioch, but we actually more like the church in Corinth, the Christian who are of the flesh.
所以我们今天不管主给我们有多少恩典，我们一定要认识，如果我们不肯学功课的话，教会发生这种的难处，都是因为我们不成熟，不成长。我们还是活在肉体的里面。
So, do not think that we have so many gifts that we are spiritual, but we need to understand that we are still very much in the flesh. We are unspiritual and we need the Lord.
所以求主叫我们认识我们的自己。
May the Lord teach us to know ourselves.
在教会里面我们要谦卑，我们要认识我们是怎么样的人，然后我们在教会里面学习让主居首位。
So we must learn to be humble and to continue to let the Lord teach us and admonish us.
希望你们当中没有这么难的功课给你们学习。
I hope that among you, you do not have such difficulties that is facing you.
下面一个问题就是讲到说你们教会是如何装备那些愿意参与服事的弟兄姊妹的，也是关于教会方面。
Another question is that how did your church equip brothers and sisters who have a desire to serve God?
我记得当我年轻的时候有心要来教会 要学习服事的时候啊。
When I was young, when I have a desire to serve the Lord,
因为那个时候大学毕业啊，刚刚在第四年的时候，我们心里火热，我们去到什么聚会里面，就问这些特会的讲员两个问题。
And we're probably in the fourth year in universities, and we are all excited for the Lord. And every conference we went, we asked the speaker two questions.
第一个问题是如何明白神的旨意。
Firstly is how to understand the eternal will of God.
第二个问题就是问我怎么知道神有没有呼召我，叫我全世界出来侍奉神。
And the second question is that how do I know if God has called me to come out to serve God to serve God full time?
我记得我那个时候问过这些有几个很出名的讲员，三个人给我的答案都不一样。
And I asked three different famous speakers. They all gave me three different answers.
一个传道人说：“你看看神要不要呼召你啊？你看看你有没有神有没有给你恩赐？神为什么给你恩赐呢？因为他要用你。那我看我什么恩赐都没有，所以我很放心。
”And there was one preacher who said to me, "Let's see whether you can see whether God has given you any gift. If God has given you any gifts, He must want to use you."Then I look at myself, had no gifts, so I say, "Oh, no, I'll have no problem."
另外一个弟兄就说，弟兄啊，你们要出来呀、啊，你们要出来呀、啊，庄稼已经发白了。
And another brother said, "You all need to come out. You all need to come out. Come, the harvest is ready."
另外一个弟兄呢，他说，你要逃避全时间的呼召。好像逃避地狱的火一样，除非你很清楚有主的话。
And another brother said to me that you must run away from the desire to serve God full time as if you're running away from hellfire unless you have the word of God with you.
其实我后来发现这个不是他讲的，是 Spurgeon 讲的。
I discovered later on that he did not say that. It was actually Spurgeon who said that.
那个时候我一放假呢，我就回到那个王国显弟兄家，我就住在他家，我就给他报告，这个人这么讲，这个人这么讲，这个人这么讲。
So at that time I was in uni holiday. I went to stay with Brother Wong Kok Hin and asked him. These three speakers have three different answers for my question.
啊，那他就是问我，他说，神怎么跟你讲？
Then he asked me, "What did God say to you then?"
我说神没有跟我讲。
I said God did not say to me anything.
但是如果神没有给你讲，你就要在教你就要该做什么就好好做什么，该读书读书，该工作工作。但是有一件事你不可以忘记，就是不可以在教会里面停止侍奉。
And he said to me that if God did not have any special revelation for you, you just have to keep.Be dutiful to whatever you are given. You're a student, you study well. If you're working, you work well. But one thing you must not neglect is to serve in the church.
他说神的工人是从神的教会里面出来的。
Because he said the workers of God are from the church.
所以这个问题问我们怎么样成全愿意服事的弟兄姊妹在教会里面。
And the question asks, how do we equip brothers and sisters in the church who want to serve God?
我想我今天早上讲这个三个点呢，
你们一定要给这些愿意服侍的人头脑搞得清清楚楚，这三件事一定要放在他的眼前。
So for those who want to serve God, these three things that I mentioned this morning must be continuously in their presence.
另外呢，就是在我们当中所有受浸信主以后，因为我们聚会呢就比较麻烦啊，主日我们有三堂聚会，九点钟掰饼，十点钟有分班，十一点信息，十二点半吃中饭。
And in our church, there, because the meetings are quite long, we started at 9:30. We have 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock breaking the bread.
9 o'clock breaking the bread, and then at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock we have a small group.
Small group meeting, and then 11:30.
11 o'clock we have a message.
11 o'clock we have a message, and we have lunch at about 12:30.
那很多聚会呢都没有中间这个小组啊，这个因为时间太长了。
Because many churches do not have these small group activities in their gathering. Because time is taking too long.
但是我们想来想去呢，挣扎了很多，觉得这一个聚会非常的重要。
And we have struggled about it for a long time, but in the end we felt that we need to have it because it's such an important meeting.
在中间这一个小组里面呢，我们很重要的一个组呢，就是初信造就班。
And in one of the grouping of this breaking into groups is the new truth or new
basic
lessons.
那我们就是用大概信主以后，我们用两年的时间来带他们一起交通学习，在基督里长进这四十课。
So in the 2 years of every new believer when he started in our midst, we used 2 years.To teach them 40 lessons of the basic truth.
但也可能我们用的时间太长了啊。你们我只是一个参考啊。我们那边可能学的比较慢啊。但是我觉得这个对于每一个要服侍主的人是必须要有的，就是信徒造就。
And we feel the edification of the saints and teaching them the basic lessons, it is necessary for anyone who wants to serve God.
而且呢，因为我们每一个人都有班啊，所以分开很多小组，所以呢，每一个组里面呢，都需要有两个人来做负责的。
We have broken into many groups, so every group need two leaders to be responsible for the
group. 所以呢，就在教会外面有很多这种服事的岗位给他们去操练。
So in the church, we have many opportunity for them to exercise their gift in leading the small group.
所以我刚才讲，你们怎么？你问题是怎么样来成全这些愿意服侍的人？这个问题是这样。
So the question is how to equip those who want to serve.
而且在我们小组里面呢，如果有人信了主以后，首先受浸以前，这个生命的学习要很扎实，特别是在基督里长进。前面的六课啊，为什么要信耶稣？为什么一定要信耶稣？信耶稣得什么？然后重生、得救、成圣，这些基本的初信的造就真理，要很扎实的在根据圣经里面给他们有一些很稳固的根基。
We felt that for the new believers, we need to give them very secure fundamental teachings on the basic truths of our Christian faith.So we take a long time to try to equip them in those lessons.
然后再加上这个基本的造就啊，然后就是怎么成全他们呢？就是尽量的有心的在他们不事物上跟在属灵的带领上叫他们有操练。
And so we continue to guide them this way, and then spiritually we allow them opportunity to exercise their spiritual gift.So that they can know where they are at.
另外呢，就是我们也鼓励弟兄姊妹参加一些的退休会。
And we also encourage brothers and sisters to go for conferences.
所以我们每年年底呢，我们都有在 Bay Area， 就是我们附近的几个聚会点，我们有一个冬令会。
And usually we have a winter camp. for the churches near our area every year.
所以就你们年底的聚会，所以我现在都不能来，因为我们有自己的聚会那个时候。
So I know that you have an end of year family conference. I could not come to that because we have our own camp during those times.
那另外呢，我们也鼓励弟兄姊妹参加这个美西的特会，每年暑假。
And also summer holiday, we encourage people to go to the West Coast Christian Conference.
那另外呢，如果用在东岸呢，美国东岸有，特别是原来是用英语的就是那个 Christian Family Conference 就是在 Richmond 的，我们也鼓励弟兄姊妹去。
We also encourage brothers and sisters to go to the East Coast at Richmond Family Conference to attend that meeting as well.
所以一方面是本地教会基本的造就。
So on one hand is the local church and the local teaching and edification through the church program.
而且呢是要有系统的在一些初信的真理上面打一些的根基。
And also building a good foundation for them on basic truth of the Christian teaching.
然后呢就给多一点机会在事务也好，属灵的小组带领上面也好，给他们有机会来操练。
Then we give that opportunity, whether in a small small activities of serving, or some small gathering, to give them opportunity to exercise.
那另外呢，比如说他两年基础造就完了之后，他们就会到各个班的查经班里面去。
So after they finish 2 years of basic truth lessons, then they will be asked to join some other Bible study group.
也就是十点钟主日，还有礼拜五晚上也有，就我们很注重大家一起来查经。
So apart from the 10 o'clock small group time on Sunday, but also Friday night, we encourage them to join Bible studies.
因为如果弟兄姊妹有年长的弟兄姊妹告诉我们，如果弟兄姊妹只靠每个星期来一次主日的信息来维持他在主面前属灵的生命啊，那他的生命很难成熟。
Because we know that if a Christian only come for Sunday and rely on Sunday message alone, then his spiritual life will find it hard to grow.
如果他没有参加一些的追求一些的读经查经的聚会，我告诉你他属灵的根基很难很稳固的来成长。
So if he did not join any other Bible study groups or groups that encourage the reading of the scripture, then his spiritual life will find it very hard to get going and grow up.
我记得是1999年我们美西特会之后大概有5-6十位各处的负责弟兄，我们又多聚了2天，江小道弟兄在那里帮助我们，我们有一些对于侍奉的一些的寻求啊。
Remember back in 1999 after the West Coast Conference, Brother Stephen Kong gathered together with about 50 over brothers who are serving in the church and have a special conference with us.
可能有100人啊。
Maybe even nearly 100 people in that.
那当时我们有一个问题。
And we all at that time we have a question for him.
他说如果有弟兄姊妹他们愿意多一点的来服侍啊，来追求甚至全世界来服侍，我们怎么样来栽培他们？
And that was the question, that if some brother or sister say that they want to give up their work and try to want to serve God full time, how should we help them?
那当时这个 Dana Condon 康登弟兄也在当中，当时大家觉得在美国就算是最保守的神学院，我们也没有办法放心把他们送去。
We discovered at that time in America, even the most conservative Bible college, a theological college, we find that we can't even be confident in sending someone over there to study.
因为每一个学校里面他们都有一些新派，就是一些自由派的教授在里面。
Because almost in every theological college you can find liberal theologians or professors.
而且他们所注重的是知识而不是生命。
And many of them emphasize the knowledge but not life.
而且我记得我问过一些在神学院的，他们说我们读书很辛苦，我们没有时间读圣经了。他说 ，We have no time to study the book. We only study the books about the book. 我们只是读这些关于这本圣经的书而已。
Many of the students complain that they read so much of the reference book on the Bible, they do not have time for the Bible itself.
所以那个时候，那个康登弟兄就经常说笑话。他是从神学院出来的嘛，这个神学院叫做seminary， 就是最后就变成 cemetery。
And Brother Dana Condon always equate seminary to be cemetery。
也就是说，神学院那个字跟那个墓地呀、啊，就死亡的，就出来的是差一点，所以是变成出来的你。进去的时候好像是很活泼泼的，出来的时候就都是死的。
And so many students went in alive but came out dead, because that's how seminary do to you.
所以那个时候我们就99年的时候我们没有答案，好像如果有一些年轻人愿意出来服侍，我们怎么去帮助他们
？So in 1999, when we talk about it, we do not have an answer. We say, well, young people want to serve the Lord full time. How can we fully equip them?
因为像我们这一辈的，我们没有读过神学，但是我们等于是老师跟师傅，我们一直跟着年长的在学习。但是不是每个地方都有年长的，那怎么办呢
？Because even for us who serve, for like myself, I have never been to a seminary, and we usually go to an apprentice sort of system. We learn under other teachers and elders and leaders. So if not every church have leaders and elders like that. So what should they do?
那是后来我们也遇到一些别的弟兄，就觉得美国是这个问题，中国大陆这个问题更严重，就是更缺乏有人能够带领他们，能够好好的读圣经。
So as we speak with other brothers, and we all felt that not only in America there is a need for good Bible teaching college.But also in China, there's even a greater need.
So, 99年我们没有答案。
1999, we have no answer.
但是后来，到2002年啊之后，我们就遇到另外一些的弟兄们。那最后呢，我们就开始了一个网上的圣经课程，就是你们这里有一些人读，就是。读基督学房，就是帮助这些有心服侍的，好好的以圣经为主，经过4年或者8年，还有一些的有一些的学习。
And later on in 2002, we have worked with other brothers, and we decided to establish an online Bible teaching courses through 4 years or 8 years of study that we will emphasize Christ as the center focus.Of the studies.
而且呢，我们那个课程，圣经课程是王国显老弟兄安排，然后江弟兄他的书籍，他给我们授权给我们用，做我们很多科目的教科。那就是这样，我们就开始了这个网上的学习。那在我们当中有现在有全时间服侍的，都是这里读完了毕业我们也觉得能够给他们一些的帮助。
And therefore this course was drafted by Brother Wong Kok Hin, and also Brother Stephen Kong freely given his books as free resources for the course. And now we have also full-time workers among us who actually gone through the course, and we felt that it was good for us to help them.
所以我觉得有一点就是，教会里面服侍的人是从教会自己产生的，不是哪里毕了业就可以来服侍。
So we felt that the workers in the church should be from the church itself as a result or the fruit of the church ministry.
而且是从神的话好好的来读，来作为我们服事的一些的基础。
And they are not from somewhere else. They are also focused on God's word, that they have built the foundation of their service on God's word.
而且呢，是透过服事的操练，叫生命能够成长，来在神的家里面来得到装备。
And also they have been equipped by spiritual service or lessons learned while they serve in the church.
谢谢吴弟兄哈，那我们先还有两三个问题是其实可以合在一起，是关于家庭和服事的。那这几个问题呢，我把它综合一下哈，就是讲到说，我们都知道把自己的身体当作活祭献上是第一位的，但是呢，有时候会碰到一些具体的情况，比如说家里面有一些的事情啊，或者有一些十字架啊，那有时候我们就感觉到这个家庭和教会就不能同时兼顾。那他就想问，就是说到底我们应该怎么样平衡家庭和服事的关系啊？那还有呢一个问题是问到说我们怎么样让我们的配偶呢能够更爱主更追求，特别是做弟兄怎么样能够在家里做好一个属灵的带领啊，领导就是带领一家人呢都能够一起来追求，是这几个问题的综合。
There's a few questions that I think I can put them together. The question is that concerning offering yourself as a living sacrifice and in the church, but sometimes our family have problems, big issues that we need to address. So serving the church in the church and looking after the family became a conflict. We can't have both. And one other question is that relate to it is that how can a brother become a better leader, spiritual leader in the house as he serves also in the church.
这个问题很大啊。
Big question.
如果你读圣经，马太福音第十章那里告诉我们说，你37节，爱父母过于爱我的不配做我的门徒，爱儿女过于爱我的不配做我的门徒，不背着他的十字架来跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。
In Matthew chapter 10, talk about those who love the father and mother, or husband and wife more than me, is not worthy to be my disciples. Anyone who want to follow me must pick up his cross, deny himself, and follow after me.
35节那里说，因为我来是叫人与父亲生疏，女儿与母亲生疏，媳妇与婆婆生疏，人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。
And he said that in verse 35, for I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
特别是在中国啊，中国大陆。
Especially in China.
我们发现有很多传道人啊，很拼命。
Many preachers, they are actually really striving.
就是根据这些的圣经了，家里的事情什么都不管了。
They based on this scripture and say, well, I do not need to care for my family.
那就是舍己背十字架。
I will deny myself, take up the cross and follow God.
好像他们这个日子啊，很简单。
And their life seems to be very simple.
就是服事，什么都不管。
They just serve God and don't care about anything else.
回家就是一个大男人。
And when they go home, they are just a big boss.
这是我后来发现啊，他们在生命里面有很多的破口。
And then I discovered in their life there are many shortcomings.
他们真正的功课，舍己背十字架的功课，只是学了一半。
Because they only learn half the lessons of pick up their cross and follow Christ.
主要我们是要整个人为主而活。
The Lord wants us to live for Him wholeheartedly.
其实我告诉你，真正舍己背十字架的功课，有的时候是在家庭里边学的。
I believe that a lot of the real lessons of picking up the cross and follow the Lord are learned in the family.
就是跟你最亲密的人，你在他身上你要学功课。
Because the one who is closest to you, you need to learn that lesson in their life.
一方面，圣经里面告诉我们，爱父母过于爱主的，不配做主的门徒。
And then the Bible tells us that those who love the father and mother more than they love the Lord, they are not worthy to be God's disciple.
而且圣经里面告诉我们说啊，我来叫人与父母生疏，女儿与母亲生疏，媳妇与婆婆生疏。人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。
And then he talked about, I come to set a man against his father, daughter against mother, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household.
一方面好像是觉得，哎呀，因为这是人一般的常情，就是爱自己。家里其实很多时候是爱自己多过爱主。
A lot of times when people say that I love my family, they usually say I'm loving myself more than I love the Lord.
因为主叫我们是要他，要我们在他面前做他的见证。
Because the Lord wants us to be His testimony.
很多时候，我们为了我们的事业，为了我们表现我们的爱主，我们叫我们周围的人受了很多的苦，受了很多的亏欠，而在我们生命里面产生很多的破口，而真正的影响，因着家庭而影响了我们的见证。
A lot of times when we serve and we have not cared for our family, and that became a source of shortcomings or source of problem in terms of our testimony, as we serve God.
很多时候我们把我们的工作、我们的侍奉、我们的家庭好像分开是三块。
Sometimes, we talk about our work, our job, our family, and our service as if they are three different things.
我告诉你，耶稣要在你的家庭里面，他是你的主。在你的工作里面，他要是你的主；在你的侍奉上面，他更是你的主。
The Lord Jesus actually wants to be the Lord of your life in your work, your family, and your service.
你在家庭里面做好丈夫、好妻子，是为了什么呢？是为了你满足自己吗？还是为了主
？So you are a good husband, a good wife. Is that to satisfy yourself? It should be to satisfy the Lord.
你在工作，在学校。你功课好，你是为了考第一名来光宗耀祖呢，你还是为了荣耀主呢？
So you are first in your class, you have a good result in your work. Is that to glorify your ancestor or actually to glorify God?
你在教会里面服侍，是为了叫别人看到你属灵呢，你还是为了满足主的心意？
You are serving in the church, do you want to show off that you are spiritual?Or you want to please the Lord.
今天早上我们读过罗马书第八章。
We read in Romans
28-30
this morning.
那个万事是包括刚才讲的一二三三块。
The all things include the three important things that we mentioned.
这些事情都是互相的效力，为了是你能够像耶稣。
And all these things will actually work together for good so that you may be conformed to the image of Jesus.
所以今天一个真正能够成为主的见证人的。
So today, anyone who can become a good testimony or witnesses for the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，不是在某一方面你做英雄。
Not because he is strong in one aspect of his life.
我们要舍己。是在三方面我们都要学到舍己背十字架的功课。
We need to deny ourselves, then we need to learn that lesson in all three things that we talk about this
morning. 你不能够一味就是那满足你家里的这亲情。
You will not just focus on your family to satisfy the need of family members.
你知道耶稣是我全家之主。
You should know that the Lord Jesus is the head of your house.
我该做什么，我不该做什么，我该给儿女买这个，我该叫他去学钢琴、小提琴、芭蕾舞，什么空手道啊？你都要经过祷告的。我不是叫你们不要学，但是你们样样都要学。
And you may need to pray, and whether you should send your daughter or your children to karate, to piano, to ballet, or all those other things. I'm not saying that they are not important, but it seems that you want to send them to every single thing.
今天很多人他自己没有达到的梦，他要他的女儿去，叫他儿子去替他来达到。
A lot of parents
还是为了荣耀主啊。
And a lot of parents forcing the children to go through various different lessons or tuitions, and wanting to say that it's for their good, to glorify God, but actually it's to glorify themselves.
我看到有这样很优秀的弟兄姊妹的家庭。
I look at some excellent families with excellent children.
把他们的孩子都送到 Ivy League 最拔尖的那些学校。
They send the children to Ivy League and those top of the list schools.
但是我最后我发现，他在拿到博士以前，压力太大，神经出了问题，一辈子受苦。
Yeah, but many of them became mentally disturbed as they are striving to be the graduate from the universities or become a professor.
我不是说你们不可以叫你们的孩子成为精英。
I'm not saying that you shouldn't try to help your children to be the top students.
但是你要知道，要先求神的国跟神的义。
But you must know, you must seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness.
神可以用一些孩子在一些事业上面来荣耀神。
God can use children to glorify Him in certain things.
但这不是我们逼出来的。
But it shouldn't be because
we force it. 有人为了家庭，我告诉你，不单牺牲了他的侍奉，更牺牲了他的孩子。
A lot of people, by forcing the children, not only they are lost,the way they should serve, but they also lost their children.
其实很多时候，这些都是为了他自己。
Because a lot of time is for their own pride that they are pushing the children to do that.
那同样，家庭与侍奉有冲突吗？
So at the same time, we ask the question: Is family and serving is there any conflict between the two?
这个问题里面，我怎么样去改变我的妻子跟我的丈夫呢？
How do I change my wife or my wife, or my daughter, my husband, so they can be a better wife or husband?
我告诉你，我们这些年纪大的人都会给你很好的外。如果你要改变你的妻子、你的丈夫，这个有个弟兄经常讲，我告诉你答案是没门儿。
And all of you ask the question, how can I change my wife or my husband? I can tell you the answer.No way.
唯一的门儿
The only way.
你愿意被主改变
That you are willing to be changed by the Lord.
当你被主改变的时候
And when you have been changed by the Lord.
当你旁边的人包括你的儿女他们的眼睛都是雪亮的。
Your children,
人民的眼睛是雪亮的啊。
Your children's eyes are bright. They should be able to see.
当他们看到你生命里面被主改变，你肯舍己背十字架的时候。
When they see that your life has changed, that you're willing to bear the cross and follow the Lord.
是主来改变他们。
Then the Lord himself will come and change their life.
所以当刚才弟兄姊妹讲怎么样平衡家庭与侍奉的时候
So when a brother or sister asks how can I balance between serving the church and looking after my family
你首先 你在神面前要做一个对的人。
Firstly, you must be the right person before God.
什么叫做对的人？
What is the right person?
就是耶稣基督在你身上，在你家庭、事业、服事上面都真正做主。
That the Lord Jesus is truly the Lord of your life, of your every aspect of your life, your work, your family, and your church.
你可能非常的忙碌。
You could be very busy.
你可能不是所有的聚会你都可以去。
You could be a person who can't attend every single meetings in the church.
你可能有的时候教学叫你做这个事情，你说 no。
And there will be some time that you have to say no to your boss to say that I can't do it. I won't do it.
但是我告诉你，你在主面前，你在这三个事情上面，你都是先寻求他的意思，让他来做主。
But if you seek the Lord first in work, in family, and in the church, then there's a way.
你里面你觉得有一些你喜欢做的事情你没有办法做。
And maybe in within you there are things that you really want to accomplish but you couldn't.
有的时候你觉得你应该做的事情你要放下。
And sometimes you may come to a point that the things that you want to do, you have to lay it down.
你要舍己，舍掉你的意思，你的爱好，你的理想，甚至你的忠诚啊，来让路给主的安排。
So you might need to lay down yourself, your ambitions, so that the Lord can truly work in you.
我们看到有一些国内的传道人，他们不顾家，后来家里面出了很多的问题，产生很多的破口。我告诉你，并不荣耀神的。
I can tell you that I saw many families of Christian workers in China in the end was broken because they do not take care of their family members. I can tell you for sure that did not glorify God.
但是我们也看到有一些人整天就顾家庭、家庭、家庭。基督在他的家庭里面真正做主吗？而且他又荒废了教会里面的服事，你看到他的生命没有成长，只是落在另外一个极端的圈套里面。
On the other hand, we saw someone who really cared for his family so much that he did not have any time to serve the Lord in the church. Then we see his life is also falling into another trap because he can't grow spiritually.
我们要做的是让他在你生命的每一个部分上面做主做王。
So what we need to do is allow the Lord Jesus be the King and Lord in every aspect of your life.
而且你回过头来，有时候需要安静一下，看一看你这样的生活、这样的服事、这样的工作，有没有叫你生命成长呢？
And from time to time, we need to step back and evaluate. I'm doing this.In my work, my family, and my church, any of those things helping me to grow as a person.
如果主在你里面，主的爱好像你觉得因着忙碌，好像越来越冷淡，你跟你的家人在你身上没有看到主，你要好好的去检讨一下，可能在某些事情上面你是走在主的后面，甚至有的时候是走在主的前面，你应该停下来。
So sometimes we need to evaluate, say, well, have I been a step ahead of the Lord or a step behind of the Lord, so I'm not following the Lord side by side, then there may be things that you might need to lay down in order to fall in steps with the Lord.
Can you help?
Yeah, sure.
那还有一个问题是讲到说我们怎样分别人的需要与神的需要啊，因为今天弟兄在讲台上有提到说一个是人的需要，一个是神的需要啊，让我们不要看重人的需要，而是要注重神的需要。那这个提问就想问说，能不能具体一点，怎么样来分别人的需要和神的需要？那特别是当我们和福音朋友相处，我们想要传福音给福音朋友的时候，因为他们有很多的需要，那我们会去关心他们，那有时候就是好像就是专门顾及到他们的需要了，但是怎么样来分别这样一个人的需要和神的需要？
The following question is regarding to how can we discern which one is the man's need or which one is God's need? Because this morning, Brother Eric mentioned about we need to focus on God's purpose, eternal purpose, but not man's need. So how can we discern which one is man's need, which one is God's need? Related to that, one example is when we preach the gospel to gospel friends and care for them, and they have different needs. So how can we discern whether this need we should focus or we should address, or because we have limited resources?
或者我讲一点我姊妹的服事啊。
Maybe I share something about the ministry by my wife.
她是一个有负担传福音的人。
She's a person, she has burden to preach the gospel.
然后他也会照一些个人的需要，他来照顾啊。
And also sometimes she also care for some personal needs.
他每一天都在主面前花很多时间啊，自己读经，自己祷告。
Every day she spend a lot of time to pray and also study the Bible.
然后呢？因为他是一个有传福音负担的人，他就是求主把哪个朋友哪个来过聚会的福音朋友的名字放在他的心中。
Because she has burden to preach the gospel, so she always put the gospel friend's name in her heart, or which newcomers come to the meeting place, or those gospel friends, she always remember them.
然后他里面有了这个人的负担了，然后他就去打电话约他见面或者到我们家来。
Once she find that she has a burden for this particular person, and then she will call him or her or to invite them to come to our place to have a meal.
他约好以后呢，然后他在主面前又祷告，他说主啊，你叫他来。你要向他说什么话？
After making appointment with these people to come to our place, and she pray again to ask, Lord, since you have led them to come to our place, what do you want to say to them? What words you want to give them? She will ask the Lord.
然后他每一次呢，有这些朋友来呢，他都跟他们一起来读圣经，就读很多节圣经，是主特别给这个人的。
So once these people come to our place, she will speak and read out the Bible verses the Lord gave to her, to read to them.
那很多时候呢，感谢主，不论是福音朋友也好，不论是在艰难里面的有难处的弟兄姊妹也好，都得着很多的帮助。
We thank the Lord because a lot of time when those gospel friends to come or some brother and sister they have a need and then come.After coming to our place, they do feel helped by my wife.
我讲这个事实呢，我是特别要提出来，就我们的服事是根据主给我们的负担。
I mentioned this example is to express the important thing is that our ministry should be according to the burden the Lord give it to us in our heart.
这个负担就是神的需要。
The burden.Reflect the needs of God.
因为神把他要做的放在我们的心里面。
What God wants to do, He put it in our hearts, give us burden.
然后呢，我们再去问 主啊，你要向他说什么话
？And then we asked the Lord, Lord, what words you want to speak to this person？
你就发现呢，真正能够解决人的需要呢，是主自己的话。
And then you will discover the real solution is the word of God Himself, His word.
所以这个问题是说，什么是人的需要？是满足人的需要，什么是满足神的需要
？So you want to ask what is to satisfy man's need or satisfy God's need？
今天我们可以有人有很多的问题，我们可以给他解决99条问题。
Today a lot of people they ask a lot of questions. We can answer the question 99 question out of 100.
但是你解个99条之后，他还有第100条。
Even you answer 99 questions, he has still have the another the 100.
你永远都没有办法满足，你没有办法满足他所有的需要。
You can't satisfy all his need.
但是，如果你把主的话，或者你把耶稣叫他碰到了
，But if you let them to touch the word of God or touch Jesus directly，
我告诉你，耶稣就成为他的答案。
I tell you, Jesus Himself is the answer of his question.
同样在聚会的里面
，The same way in a gathering.
人有很多的需要。
Man has a lot of needs.
特别是我们移民的家庭孩子第二代的需要，那简直是这是永远没有办法解决的。
For example, second generation or migration, the second generation, they have a lot of needs in the family. You can't solve them all.
那教会里面同样，弟兄姊妹有的生病的、看病的，我们要去照顾啊，我们永远做不完的这些看望的工作。
Similarly, in the church, there's a lot of people. They have sickness, they have needs, or even a home visitation. You can never finish doing all these.
然后夫妻当中的问题，婆媳当中的问题啊，哎呀，真是怪不得我那个弟兄说，一讲到教会的事情，两腿发软。
And all these problem between a husband and wife, or problem between in-laws, just like our brother said, when you mention church ministry, his legs shaken.
我告诉你，有的时候我们是要做救火队的啊。Sometimes we have to put up the fire for those.
Sometimes we need to put off the fire.
因为有紧急的事情叫你，你没办法，你也要去嘛。
Because it's so urgent, you have no way to go. You need to go.
但是如果你只是做救火队的话
，But if you are only to be fire firefighter,
那你就疲于奔命。
Then you will be very, very tired.
你只是解决人这个救命的事情。
You just urgently save this person.
但是如果你能够叫他碰到主的话
，But if you can help them to encounter with the Lord directly.
比如说今天下午大家的问题解答，我告诉你们，很多人可能并不满意我给你们的答案。
For example, this afternoon you have a lot of questions asking me, and I'll try to answer. Maybe very probably you don't feel satisfied with my answer.
但是，如果你觉得，当我们这样交通的时候，把你逼到主的跟前，因为我没有答案给你们嘛，所以你就对我很失望了。
But after listening to my answer, you are not satisfied. So this dissatisfaction forced you to go back to the Lord.
对，我要你做一个对的人。
I encourage you to be a right person.
一个对的丈夫，一个对的妻子，一个对的妈妈，一个对的婆婆。
A person right before the Lord, being a husband, an in-law, a parent.
你来到主的跟前
，When you come to the Lord，
主把话给你
，The Lord give you His word。
我们在聚会里面，我们最能够帮助人的聚会，你知道是哪个聚会吗
？You know which
meeting is the meeting most helpful to people.
今天人都太看重讲道的机会。
Today many people they put a lot of emphasis pulpit ministry.
我告诉你，最能够帮助我们的机会是薄饼机会。
The meeting most helpful to Christian is the breaking of bread meeting.
我告诉你，是一个正常教会薄饼的机会。
What I mean is the normal, healthy breaking bread of meeting.
因为当人来到主的跟前，看到饼，看到杯，看到主爱你，把命都舍给你，你这心向主还能够不敞开吗？
When you come to the table, you see the bread and the cup, and you see the sacrificial love of Jesus who give our life to us even. Can our heart not open before him?
你看到主为你舍命了，你还能够不赦免他吗？
If you see the Lord himself sacrifice for you and forgive our sin, how can we not forgive our brother's sin?
你还在那里争谁为大吗？
How can you still to argue which one is the biggest?
你还能够不说他上次欠了5块钱还没有还呢？
And how can you still
你过不去啊？
How can you still say he owed me $5 last time he haven't paid me back? Can you have this heart?
当你来到主的桌子跟前，主的爱碰到你。
When you come before the Lord's table, the love of God touch you.
弟兄姊妹的赞美，我告诉你，一个敞开的灵，像主这样真正敬拜的心，带出主的同在。
And all our hearts being towards the Lord have an open spirit, open the before the Lord. The Lord's presence is so filled in our midst that we wonderful work can be done through this.
当你碰到主的同在。
Once you touch the presence of God,
或者是今天早上我讲的，你碰到荣耀。
Or in other words, you encounter the glory of God.
什么叫荣耀？就是主显出来的就是荣耀。
What's mean by glory? The manifestation of God is glory.
可能你的问题还存在。
Maybe your question still exists.
但这些问题不再影响你。
But this question and issue no longer affect you.
因为你碰到了主的同在，主的荣耀。
Because you come across the Lord's presence and His glory.
所以刚才问题是说，我怎么样能够分析？我怎么能够认清什么是人的需要，什么是神的需要？
So the question is, how can I discern this is man's need or this is God's need?
当有人的需要来到你跟前的时候，
When a man with his need come to you,
如果你只是为了可怜他，为了做消防队灭火，那是你只是顾到人的需要。
If you just have pity on him,
没人做，只有我来做。
Or you just want a firefighter to pull off the fire, and no one can do it, so I try to do it.
但是当这些需要来到你跟前的时候，
and this is man's need, but even needs come to you,
你不是从人接过来这个需要，
but you don't take the need from man's hand.
你把这个需要带到主的跟前，
you take this man's need to the Lord.
你觉得主要你去做这件事情。
And then to a point that you know that the Lord wants you to do this, address this issue.
你就发现，就从人的需要变成神的需要。
So now this man's need becomes God's need.
为什么这么关键呢？
Why it is a crucial thing?
因为当你来做这件事的时候，
Because when you try to address the need,
你是为主做，不是为人做。
You are doing this.For the Lord, not for man.
你做这件事情不是因为带领的弟兄长老们为了他们你做，你是为了主做。
You do this is not for the leading brothers or elders. You do this for the Lord himself.
所以我说这个需要，这个服事是根据负担。
So this is what I meant the need to address the need is should based on the burden.
虽然是弟兄们提出来，教会有这个需要。
Although it's the leading brothers, they said that this is the need of the church.
但是当你来到主面前寻求神，神啊，这是不是你要我做的？
Then you bring this before the Lord and ask, Lord, is it this one you want me to do it?
你看到是主要你服侍的，要你接受的。
Once you see that this is the Lord Himself wants you to address this,
你知道主会给你有足够的恩典去做。
And then you will see the Lord will have sufficient grace for you to address the need.
当你把这些事情做好，你也不会骄傲。
Once you finish and accomplish address the need, you won't be proud.
因为你知道是主要做的，主负责，主会把恩典给你，你是为了主而做。
Because you know very clearly that this is the Lord's supply for you to do it, because he wants you to do it, and you give glory to God.
我不要你们听了我这样答案呢，回去教会有什么事情啊，你都说我没有负担。
Maybe after you listen to my answers and then you go back and sometimes other people said that the church have this need and do you have burden and then you say.I don't have burden.
我不知道你是属灵呢还是懒惰。
If it is your response, I'm not sure whether it is because you are spiritual or you are lazy.
我告诉你，你这样是你自己受很大的亏损。
If you have this attitude before the Lord, then you suffer loss.
一方面我要你看到，不是所有的需要你都要去做。
On one hand, I would like you to know that not all the needs.You need to address.
你是不要在那里只是满足人的需要。
Remember not to just meet the needs of man.
但是什么时候，当你带到主的跟前，你经过祷告，你觉得主给这个托付给你，你就要摆上的时候，这个就是神要你做的，就是神的需要，神会负责。
So if you bring an issue to the Lord and you know that this is the Lord who wants you to do it and then you faithfully carry out with the supply of the Lord and do it.
如果事情好像没有做好,
if sometimes the thing you try to do it and the outcome is not good,
我告诉你也没有, 你也不会灰灰心,
I will tell you in this case you won't be discouraged.
因为你知道你尽了你的本分神说他的时间还没有到。
Because you know that you are faithful and the Lord show you that the time hasn't come yet.
如果我们从人的手里接过来这些东西，做好了你会骄傲，做不好你会灰心。
But if we just receive the need by, from man's hand, if it is successful, you will be proud. If you fail, you will be discouraged.
所以你做好了，一个人骄傲糟糕；你做不好，人灰心也是糟糕。
So you are success and you proud, this is bad. If you fail, you discourage, it is also bad.
但如果你真是活在主的跟前，从主的手里接过来，主会负完全的责任，也得着完全的荣耀。
But if you receive the needs from the Lord's hand, then you do it, no matter what come, you know the Lord will be responsible. If it is successful, you give glory to the Lord.
当人碰到主的时候，
When man encounter with the Lord,
可能外面环境没有改变，但这个人变了，主就得着荣耀，人也得着释放。
Although the outward condition situation hasn't changed, but man's encounter with the Lord, this man will be transformed, and the Lord will be glorified.
最后一个问题了，还有半个小时。那因为我想在美国跟澳洲可能有一个同样的一个现象，就是教会里面有很多这些第二代的这些孩子，那我们发现呢，他们成长完以后呢，就是在慢慢的有时候就会离开教会那我想就是说有没有在美国的教会他们是怎么样来看待，或者是说怎么样去来在这些方面去帮助这些第二代的年轻人，让他们能够走上一条属灵的道路。
I think in Australia or in America they may have similar issues. It's like that. For my great family, the second generation, the young people, when they grow up, up to a certain age, they will leave the church, leave the gathering. So in America, the brother and sister, how do they look at this issue and how do they address this issue? How to help the second generation?
就是说有时候他讲到说就是有时候他们不是说离开主了，而是觉得说他在我们这种以中文为背景的这样一个教会的里面，他觉得好像不能够他不能够很好的来跟随主来服侍主，所以他就跑到别的教会啊，又就会常常有这些年轻人离开教会的这种现象。
When we talk about they leave the church, doesn't mean that they leave the Lord.But they leave to the church, go into another gathering. Maybe one reason is that because we are a very Chinese dominated, or the culture or whatever. So they don't find that it's easier for them to engage or to serve here. So they go to another church to serve. So how do we look at that and how do we address that?
这个问题我是花过很多的观察心思，也有很多的失败。
For this question, I have made a lot of observation and I have made a lot of thoughts and I find that there's a lot of failure.
我觉得这个我们弟兄最后的那一段啊，补充的，我觉得不是完全的准确。
I think the elaboration of the question in the second part is not completely accurate.
因为我本来也是以为有一些年轻人跑掉是因为我们语言啊跟我们这些泰国中国人太多的聚会他们不适应。
Because originally I also thought thatbecause the young people, they find the language problem or the cultural problem or too Chinese. All this is a factor to make them to leave our gathering.
后来我就发现，我认识也去过一些美国人为主的聚会，完全是讲英文的聚会，他们这些负责弟兄的孩子也不见了。
Later, I go to other English-speaking, local American, local people, the gathering, and they speak English, but all their children has gone, similarly.
我自己的观察啊。
This is my own observation.
美国我像跟你们 Sydney 呢，有很多地方都是相像的，都是非常自由，都是非常年轻一辈的都是 self-centered, 自我为中心的。
I think in America there's a lot of similarity with that in Sydney. For example, young people, they'll be more like self-centered. They have a lot of freedom. They can do whatever they like.
我们那边的那些老师不能骂学生的啊。
In America, the teacher can't scold a student.
都是鼓励的。
You can only say encouraging words.
Oh, you are wonderful. I'm proud of you. 都是这个样子。我以你为骄傲，你真是太好了。
You can only say these encouraging words.
我不知道你们这里是不是这样。
In here, is it similar?
来到神的家里面。
When you come together,
尤其是像我们这种，就整天的就是读圣经。不单得读圣经，还要讲十字架的道路，要牺牲。
Especially when you come here and we always read the Bible, and not only reading the Bible, but also preaching the way of the cross, you need to sacrifice.
而且呢，是说不要以自己为中心，要以主为中心。耶稣是头，我们要顺服。
And you preach, we shouldn't be self-centered, but should be Christ-centered, and we need to honor our Lord to be the head, and we need to submit.
我告诉你，语言文化是有一些的差异。
Yes, culture and language have some differences.
但是我所接触的，起码有不止两三四个。就是不是我们这样的聚会，但是跟我们有交通的， 同样是讲十字架道路，同样是讲生命成长，舍己背十字架，也看一些尼弟兄的书的，也看一些 Austin Spark 的书的，这种的教会。
I come across some assembly, they have a similar teaching, like we like the way of the cross, we need to sacrifice and we need to preach Christ and his crucified. This kind of teaching, this assembly, they read Austin Spark's book or Watchman Nee's books.
有不少的年轻人离开。
In those assemblies, quite many young people they leave later.
但是也有一些留下来。
But there are some of them stay there.
可能留下来的是少数。
But only minority of them stayed in the assemblies.
另外呢，我也有认识一些也是很敬畏神的不是在我们这种聚会里面的，也是信仰算是福音派信仰的一些的聚会。
Also come across some assembly, they are evangelical churches, and but they are not brethren background or not similar to our style of gathering.
他们有一些甚至我们的一些亲戚第二代也做了传道人，就是这些ABC 我们叫 American Born Chinese， 就这些完全是英文的，这些也做了传道人，也爱主的。
For example, some of our relatives, their children and their young people, they love the Lord and even they so-called full-time serving the Lord.
那我发现这些的所谓的 youth pastor， 他们整天就是去 entertain 这些孩子。
But we find that this youth pastor, they try to entertain the young people they are serving.
也就是说一直给他们活动活动活动。
And give them activities, games, activities.
然后好一点的是给他们一些 challenge, 一些的挑战一些的工作。
And better is that, relatively better is to give them some work, some project, some challenge to do.
但是我告诉你发现他们到最后的流失率也很高。
But let me tell you, the people among them will leave later, similarly.
没有语言，没有文化的背景。
They don't have a language, cultural barrier.
我告诉你，这是这个时代跟这个社会、世界的问题。
This is the problem of this generation, the world, today.
因为基督教甚至一些算信仰很好的，他们在那里叫人在那里被肯定。
Because the teaching of today's Christianity, they may be evangelical, but their emphasis is to affirm man,
叫人有成就感，
to help men to feel have a sense of accomplishment.
或者是他们那一个团体把人分开，男的有男的 Bible study， 女的有女的 Bible study， 孩子有孩子的 Bible study， 大家都是相同类的，不是教会的生活，弟兄姊妹配搭，不同背景不同年龄的在一起追求舍己背十字架是生命的功课的。
They try to, some of them try to segregate the church into men's group, women's group, children's group, elderly group. They segregate them so that each group have their similar needs and taste, so they feel easier to get together. But they're not mixing them together in the body of Christ to interact or to fellowship, to learn, to take up the crossTo follow the law, take up the cross, to love one another.
我们看到有一些年轻人的聚会很兴旺，在美国。
We see some young people gathering. Their numbers or their activities is a lot. Seems to be very prosperous.
但是我告诉你， 那不是教会。
But let me tell you, this group is not church.
那是 youth center.
This is like a youth center.
有的人有的聚会通是老人。
Some gathering is all elderly people.
那是 senior club.
This is
老人中心。
Like a senior club but not church.
但是如果真正神呼召我们是基督的身体，一同让他做元首，在教会里面舍己背十字架学功课来配搭侍侍奉的。
But if we are called by the Lord to gather together be the body of Christ to learn to take up the cross to learn to co-work together follow the Lord together to love one another to deal with different interpersonal relationship
这是最难的也是最要命的侍奉
and honor the Lord as a head but this is the most difficult and need your life most to learn this lesson
在那里你没有自己没有被肯定
in this situation you are not being affirmed
你没有觉得你自己有什么成就感
or you may not sense a lot of sense of accomplishment
在这个社会里面被宠大的年轻人
But young people spoiled by the world in this world nowadays
个个 都像美国打那个 football 的
Just like the
那个教练
the football
yes,
the rugby
we can. Yes we can 我们行我们行我们行
They are always being encouraged by the coach You are the hero You are the hero You can do it
在这种社会里面来长大培养出来的
They are all grown up in this kind of environment
现在在我们当中那些年轻人一年大学毕业就起码$10,000一年$20,000的人很多、
After graduate from university the young people they work and easily to get $100,000 per year or $200,000 per yearPer year.
都是精英
They are very smart and excellent staff
到处旅行吃喝玩乐的
They have money
但他们工作也很辛苦啊这个钱不容易赚的啊都是要命的、啊、
they work very hard to earn those high salary but they can enjoy life to go to different places to travel
你在聚会里面要跟着老头子听着老头子讲道一讲讲两个小时
But you ask them to sit here to listen to some oldie to speak for 2 hours
他们的 attention span 只有20 minutes 嘛对吧
对啊
他们能够听着注意力集中精神的
The attention span may be only 20 minutes
你看到他们来到聚会啊是要 get excited 就 entertain 来是被娱乐一下来兴奋一下调剂一下他们的生活
They come to meeting what they expect is to be entertained they feel happy and so they make some fun in their life
所以我讲这么多啊我不是安慰我自己
When I say all this I'm not trying to comfort myself
我是觉得我们对于年轻人我们以前我们的观念是错误的
I would like to say the mentality or the understanding of young people in the past is wrong
我们以为哎呀他们在这里长大的他们能够来聚会啊我们已经感谢神了就对他没有什么要求
We thought that this just second generation young people as long as they come to meeting and we are satisfied we don't need to expect them too much
哦他们能够信受尽重生得救我们已经哈利路亚不知道多兴奋了
If they're willing to believe in the Lord and be baptized be saved we are already very excited very happy content
弟兄姊妹我们对他们要求的太低
Brother and sister I would like to say is our expectation of them is too low
我告诉你在这个末后的时代如果不是尽心尽性尽意尽力的来爱主你根本走不上这条属灵的道路
Let me share that in this world environment if we are not love our Lord with all our heart our mind our soul our strength we can't go and move forward
如果你不能够叫他对他们的要求当他是一个年轻的弟兄 不管他是讲英文的也好，讲中文的也好，他们都需要在主面前遇到主，舍己背十字架。
This young brother, no matter English speaking or Chinese speaking, what we need to teach and help them to know is they need to take up their own cross and follow Jesus.
这是第一点，我们对他们的要求，我们错误。
So the expectation.
我们一直觉得他们很小，他们能够来聚会，我们已经很高兴了。
So we had wrong expectation in the past on them.
还有一点，他们的眼睛是雪亮的。
The second point is their eyes are bright and clear.
我每年到东岸有一个聚会，我去那里服侍。
Every year I went to, we have a conference in East Coast.
就是我就是他们教会里面服侍。
I
他们每年感恩节我到他们教会里面去传福音。
So in the Thanksgiving day.I went there to preach the gospel in that assembly.
只有这个聚会，我们去的聚会都是中英文的，跟你们这里差不多的。
All our meetings are bilingual like here.
就这个聚会，当我传福音的时候，年轻人比年长的还多。
Only that assembly, when we meet together, the young people are more than the old people.
而且呢，我是讲中文翻译英文。
I speak in Mandarin and then translated into English.
就这一个聚会，年轻人感恩节把他们的朋友带到聚会里面来听福音。
And only this meeting, young people they bring their friends to come here to listen to gospel.
我后来就问，哎呀，感谢主，你们聚会为什么年轻人都没有跑啊，还回来了
？Then I asked them.
念完书工作还回来。
I asked them, how come, if we thank the Lord, how come the young people here, even after they graduate and work, they come back to meet?
他们说我们已经流失了一代，我们学了惨重的功课，这是现在是第二代。
And they said, we have lost a lot of young people in the past, we have a very painful lesson. These young people now here is the second generation.
他们曾经也是挣扎了很久，所以就请了一个神学院毕业的讲英文的做他们的 youth pastor， 把中英文聚会分开，然后希望能够照顾这些孩子。
And in the past they struggled a lot for a long time, and they later asked an English speaking young pastor to serve those young people and separate the Chinese congregation and the English congregation have their own English girl.
最后他们发现不是语言的问题，是内容的问题，是方向道路的问题。
And later they found that the difference is not in language but the direction of ministry and the approach in ministry.
那他们觉得这个不可以接受。
And the
因为他们在主面前的负担不是这样。
And the leading brothers find that the burden and the direction before the Lord, the way is not like that.
所以最后他们说我们要还是要合并在一起。
So they think they should combine the young English-speaking young people to the other Chinese congregation together.
结果这些年轻人通通都跑掉。
This combination incur a big leave. A lot of young people leave.
那结果他们当中有两对是负责弟兄，他们就也是从就是台湾啊，或者是海外来的，他们就把他们整个的人就专门带着去讲英文的年轻人，是本地的负责弟兄，他们去带。
And among them there's two couples, they are local American brothers and sister.
但是也是 immigrant， 也是从中国。
Yeah. But the original they are migrated from China, but they settle down there. They can use their English and they focus.Serving these young people.
他们的英文也是带着 accent 的啊，带着口音的。
Their English has a Chinese accent.
但是他们爱这些孩子，带领这些孩子。
But their focus, their ministry just on these English-speaking young people, not other.
而且他们聚会呢也没有完全的分开，波饼什么都在一起。
And the meetings are not totally separate. They have the same break of bread meeting. The English young people and the other
Chinese. 但是教会的负责弟兄们就付很大的代价去照顾这些年轻人。
But the leading brothers use a lot of resources and price to care for these English speaking young people.
我发现在他们当中很多这个负责的弟兄啊，他们波饼聚会啊，都用英文祷告啊，这个英文这个是麻，也是麻麻得了啊。但是呢，哎，我觉得他们就是要帮助这些年轻人能够投入一起敬拜。
Although these other older, more mature brothers and sisters, their English are not good, but because of their love to the young people, they learn to use English to pray in breaking of bread meeting.
有一次我住在他们另外一个弟兄家里边。
Once I stay in one of the brothers' home.
他们有三个儿子。
He has three sons.
已经大了，有一个在台湾，就美国长大的，到台湾去读中文。要学习翻译啊。
One of the sons grew up in America. One time he went to Taiwan to learn Chinese in order to do translation ministry in the church.
那我就说啊，觉得你们这个孩子都是很付代价啊，第二代还他就我就问是你们怎么带的？
Then I asked him, you young people, they pay a high price to equip themselves to serve in the church. How do you lead them in the past?
Oh, 他就给我讲他们家的故事。
And then this father told me the story of the family.
因为这个爸爸呢是不爱主的，本来。
Because this father originally he didn't love the Lord.
而且他们两夫妇要搞离婚。
And the husband and wife at that time wanted to have a divorce.
然后呢？后来他们就听三个儿子在楼上开会，他们听到。
And then suddenly they heard that the three sons upstairs they have a meeting among brothers.
他说：“爸爸妈妈离婚，你跟谁？你跟爸，你跟妈。
”Because mom and dad they are divorcing, they have divorced. Who do you follow? You follow the mom or you follow the father?
他们本来这两个闹离婚的不敢叫孩子是晓得的，结果后来发现孩子什么都晓得。
Because when they talk about divorce, they didn't want the children to know about that. But actually, the children all know about this.
感谢主，主的恩典够用，把他们带过来。
But thank the Lord for His sufficient grace. The Lord bring them back.
而且呢，这个弟兄呢也悔改，然后呢也爱主，在教会里面来服事。
And this brother becomes love the Lord and learn to serve the Lord in the church.
那他们后来就学了一个功课。
And they have learned one lesson.
在家里面。从来不会讲教会弟兄姊妹的坏话。
In church, they will never speak openly about the bad things in the church, the bad things about brothers and sisters in the church.
也不会说论断这个今天讲到这么不行啊，那个又长气啊，这么讲了这么久啊，这他就发现孩子们的眼睛是雪亮的，这个榜样很重要。
At home, the parents never comment negatively the things happen in the church or brother and sister. And on the other hand, the children, their eyes are bright and clear.
很多时候，我们的孩子不愿意跟从我们这条道路，因为他看到我们这些做父母的都是假冒为善的人。
A lot of time, our children doesn't want to follow the Lord the way we are trying to follow because they feel that they observe that parents are hypocritic before them.
在波饼聚会里面属灵的不得了，带到天上去。
It seems that the parents pray very spiritually in breaking of bread meeting.
在教会里面跟弟兄姊妹讲爱心服事拼命啊，哎呦好得不得了。
In church they serve and they speak, we should love the Lord, we can sacrifice our life.
回家生活的见证一塌糊涂。
But at home, their home life is in a mess.
然后经常在背后就是讲教会这个问题那个问题，你以为你的孩子是傻瓜。
And I told me they also comment that this brother at church is bad, this sister at church is not good. You think your children are dumb, are foolish?
很多在西方长大的孩子，他们的心是很单纯的，他们受不了你们这些假冒为善的。 这些人。
In Western country, the children grow up, their heart is very simple. They can't bear the hypocritic, the situation in home, in your mouth, in your behavior.
所以他们一大了，就跑了。
So when they grow up, when they are freedom, they leave.
当有人真正的父母，我们看到有一些很好的弟兄姊妹，年轻，他们留下来，而且和很好的服侍主在我们当中也有，但是相对来讲算是少数。
We also find that some young people they stay in the church and serve and live among the brother and sister in the body of Christ. They are very good, but only the minority one is like that.
这些真正舍己背十字架的父母影响了他们的孩子。
Because those parents that really take up their cross to follow the Lord, this example affect the children.
所以我们需要在主面前真正的做榜样，把孩子带到主的跟前。
So we as parents are very needy to set up an example before our children for their spiritual growth.
所以我想我们就要停在这里，虽然有可能有的弟兄姊妹还是有问题哈，但是我想就像刚才弟兄所说的所有的问题呢答案都在主那里而且呢真的如果你觉得弟兄的回答不能够让你满意的话，真的我们需要回到主的面前让主亲自来向我们说话。
We thank God for the time and we just need to about finish. And once again, we remind once another, like what our brother has said, the Lord himself is the answer of all our questions. So if you do feel the answers and sharing just right now, you find it not satisfied in some aspect, please go back to the Lord.
那弟兄呢在明天晚上和后天晚上是在 Roseville 有特别的聚会。
Our brother has a message meeting tomorrow night and the night after in Roseville.
星期天也是在 Roseville.
Also including Sunday.
那下一个星期五、星期六、星期天是在 Auburn.
The next
Friday,
Saturday, and Sunday
will
be in Auburn.
对，打在屏幕上。所以我想大家可以到时候也可以一面是我们去参加聚会。
So just like what is shown on the screen, and if you do go to the meetings,
yeah, 然后我们也需要为我们的弟兄来祷告。
And we should pray for our brothers.
好，那我们今天的聚会就停在这里。我们请吴弟兄结束，给我们一个祷告。
Our meetings stops here. We pass the time to Joshua.
Father, we thank you for the glorious privilege of knowing your Son.
We have this glorious privilege of knowing your Son.
And that we have been made part of your family, of the church.
We can become God's people.
We so much desire that He should be glorified in us and through us.
主啊，我们有一个渴望，就是你真的在我们中间，在教会当中得着荣耀。
So Lord, we pray that you would be our teacher, and that you would work in our lives, so that we can learn to walk in all the things that you've spoken.
主，我们求你圣灵来教导我们怎样与你同行，活在你的家中。
You know about our past failures and all our weakness and all our sins.
你知道我们过去，我甚至今天的光景是多么多的软弱、失败，甚至罪。
So we pray you teach us to be able to overcome and to really grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
我们求你帮助我们，真的能够胜过这些，并且能够真的在你里头能够
因着你能够成长在你里面。
We ask this in His holy and precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵圣洁的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
我想在结束的时候，我有一个小小的报告哈。
I have a little announcement I would like to make before we leave.
我相信有些弟兄姐妹知道，有些弟兄姐妹不知道。